Hey, Mike. Hi. Look, I don't want anybody else to hear this, so I'm going to speak kind of in a low voice, okay? But look, we could do it. We could do exactly what you're suggesting. We could meet up. In fact, for maybe about 2 years or so, I've been playing with an idea, and I've never managed to do anything other than play with it, which is that we should meet up, and a few of us should get together and for a weekend. Or if that's too much, you know, it might be highly risky actually to meet the people off Audioboo for a weekend. But let's even put it down to for, you know, 4 hours. And we meet in a place and we talk to each other face to face. And we share the conversations via Audioboo. And then other people will have the same experience that, you know, the experience you've had and the experience, by the way, that I had of being terribly jealous and wanting to chip in, wanting to contribute, wanting to be there in the, you know, with Nick Holloway Vox now, and TurboStream, forgive me, I can't even remember his first name, proper name, but he's the Adrian Wicks, I think. But, Mac, we could do it. Now, look, you and I both know that there's no way Nick would actually come to it. I mean, a social gathering, you know, an organised, you know, would demand a bit of organisation. But it could even be if you were intent, Mac, on staying in Scotland, we could do it in Scotland, you know. If you wouldn't come to the west of Ireland and sit around a fire aside, you know, on the Aran Islands or on the Atlantic, you know, if you were so kind of cheesed off that you couldn't get plain crisps in Ireland. But we could do it, you see. Can you just imagine the two of us, and maybe, you never know, we might only get ourselves interested in it. I'm not even sure you'd come, but I'd be there waiting. Anyway, and we just decide, look, let's just be ourselves. But what we'll do is we'll put the conversations up on Audioboo. We'll respond to comments that people will make back, having listened to them. I mean, some people, if we did it in a certain way, they might know, well, these guys are going to be starting their chat at such and such a time, and they might even be listening and be ready there to push their own button in the middle of saying, you know, Mac, I don't agree with you, and they chip in with their comments. And, you know, we could have a, over a period of hours anyway, we could create a little bit of an experimental buzz. I mean, it might be a complete flop, and then you'd have to put up with me, and I'd have to put up with you, and maybe, I know you don't drink very much, but, you know, we could have half a pint of Guinness each, or, you know, even sparkling water, you know, if you insist. But, I suppose if you brought your favourite malt whiskey, I could turn up with my favourite gin, and we could just get a fireside, and we sit around, plenty of smell of sustainable turf, if there's such a thing. No, but you know what I mean. Like we could have a very nice, friendly occasion, and people would hopefully have interest. Now, look, don't tell anyone else about this at the moment, because, you know, the last time I tried to tell somebody about this idea, it didn't get anywhere, so it probably is better if it wasn't associated with me in any way, because I have a bit of a tendency to come up with these wild ideas, you know, and only occasionally is the time right for such an idea, and I don't know, is this the right kind of a time? Is 2014... Maybe 2015 would be what we lead up to, but, you know, we could certainly, even if it was just you and I, Mac, you know, if we got together for 5 hours, well, there's 5 hours of audio anyway, to begin with, and, you know, break that up into, you know, 10-minute slices. Sure, God, I can't do the maths, but that's quite a few bits of audio. It'd take over. We'd be trending on Audioboo, Mac, by the time we'd finished, you know. Well, we wouldn't, actually. Everyone else would have gone off to listen to, wouldn't be listening at all. But what do you think? Could that be a runner? It would be a real gathering, and then, of course, there'd be people who couldn't come, and that would be understandable, because they couldn't afford to travel, because they didn't have the time, you know, because they just weren't able to travel, you know, they for whatever reason. You know, and, but just imagine if it, if it did take off and it got out of hand, imagine a kind of gathering which would involve, let's say, your 10 favorite connection people on Audible, the people you listen to most, that you send direct messages to most, that, including the guys you, the people you've met already. Just imagine if, you know, I then chipped in, a few of my contacts came as well, and, you know, then, I mean, you never know, Bernie Goldbach might go, you know, we could have a public whip around to see if we could get the money to enable him to get off work at the Limerick Institute of Technology in County Tipperary. You know, and he'd have all the technical ability to help us to share the conversation, not just on audiobook, because that would be one thing, but we could actually share it on Google Plus, and that way Nicola Wavox would be able to, and we could even have a breathing, a live meditation mindfulness session live at the gathering. You know, we could actually have our 3-minute breathing experience live from, you know, some cubbyhole in the back of Beyond. Or if, you know, I mean, I suppose you might want to go shopping, Mac, I suppose. You're a big man for the old markets and stuff. You don't get many markets out in the wilds of Ireland, but, you know, we could do it in a place which was attractive to you. I just wonder where in Ireland would be so attractive to you that you couldn't stay away. I mean, I'm not saying that you couldn't go spending the household, you know, food money on travelling to Ireland to play games with Paul, but it would be nice, you know, and if just between ourselves, really, if Mark Rock had his community radio station thing up and running, I haven't a clue how it's going to work, by the way, but if he had it, we could even set up a short, temporary community radio station called Audioboo or something, and we could. Now here I'm just being impish now, so anyway, it's pouring rain, it's coming down, I'm stuck in traffic, nothing's moving, and I just thought, Mac, I'd have a little whisper across to you, but look, you know, hopefully none of the others will have listened to this audioboo, and we'll be able to have a private conversation about this until such time as it, you know, this idea would be turned into something that people would actually like and get behind. And imagine the ultimate success, of course, would be David Bailey coming across from Bosnia to. Actually, that's wrong. There are a few really nice people in America who use Audioboo. It'd be entirely wrong to say ultimate success will be if one person comes there. But no, I just fancy meeting David Bailey, to be honest. But anyway, that's another story. Okay, Mac. Tatty bye.